Okay, so here we go. It's my first episode of my first podcast, and this is Troy Christopher Plota here, and I'm going to talk everything photography, motion art, Plotaverse, gear, whatever it is. I have a lot of kind of interests as far as background, being creative, and 30 years of photographer, and now I have a tech company with Sasha, and had a lot of fun with this. So I know there's a lot of questions out there, so I figure a podcast is a great way to put this together and start getting some info out there, okay? So here we go. Hope you enjoy. So a little bit about my background. I was born in Massachusetts, mostly grew up in Florida, and discovered photography when I was 13. I never really was a scholastic sort of kid, always creative and all that stuff. But when I found photography, I just knew that that's what I wanted to do for a living. So even in high school, I was like kind of like that, you know, yearbook photographer, newspaper photographer. I was the photo editor for both, and I just kind of always had this love for photography. And as I kind of kept going with it and started working with computers, always love technology too. So that right now that I can combine photography and technology is basically my life's goal. Absolutely love it so much. So that's what we're going to talk about here, is kind of a little bit photography and everything tech wise. And one thing I kind of preface all the time is, you know, talking about how can you as an artist make a living with your passion. So that's always kind of on my mind. I've always been an entrepreneur, and I've never really had a real job for the most part. So as we go, if you're interested as far as like, you know, what you could possibly do to make a living with your craft, I have a lot of data on that, and I like to talk about it, and I like to help people with it. So I'll be talking about that a lot with these podcasts too. Okay. So let's move on to the next subject here. Motion art. Okay. So this whole segment now of digital expression that's taking photography and still images and animating them. And I found a passion for this years ago. I used to do this for an account that I used to shoot for iZod. Shot for a company called PVH for about 14 years. And motion art's been around for quite a long time. And I've always, you know, anything technology, I would get kind of a little bit just bored with shooting just stills. And now that video is such a big part of what we do, but I do work as a director and DP, but I don't really have like this massive passion for that as much as I do as being a photographer. So what's cool about motion art is to be able to shoot that still image, animate it, and then put it together as a video and put overlays on it or whatever it might be. You kind of create this whole other world. And it's this whole world that actually sits in between the traditional still photograph and a traditional video, which we all know is, you know, generally cut and kind of tells a story and stuff in its own particular way. So motion art is this whole new wave of amazing art that sits in between the two of those categories. And I just love it so much. So that's part of the reason that we created Plotaverse is even a couple years ago, there weren't too many places that actually celebrated motion art. The technology almost just wasn't there yet. A lot of it started off with GIFs. You know, we would do a lot of exports with GIFs, and GIFs have been around for a long time. But now that MP4s, which is the video format, most platforms now set it up to loop. Motion art's really coming into its own. So we wanted to celebrate that with Plotaverse. And our first release of Plotaverse is only motion art. It's all it is. We just celebrate it. We're having contests with it. And we've built a really nice community on Instagram with it too. So this time of the recording, Plotaverse has been out for about a month and a half on mobile. And we're just, you know, we're still fine-tuning, kind of getting everything set up, and we're just having so much fun with it. So what we'd love to do, I'd love to hear from you too. So any comments or questions that you guys might have, you know, send me, you can find me at Troy Christopher Plota on Plotaverse, and you're welcome to send me messages there. Because anything motion art, I'd love to talk it, and photography too. So if you got some aspiring photographers out there, any questions you might have, I'd, you know, love to chat with you about it. So this next segment, I want to talk to you guys about what it's like to have a tech company, a tech startup company. I never thought that I would have a tech company. I've always loved tech, but you know, it's amazing, you know, how life kind of like, you know, presents these opportunities and you kind of just run with it. So for the past couple of years, my partner, Sasha, she's co-founder in Plotograph and Plotiverse with me. We started this out of our passion to help artists. And we saw kind of like what was going on with the photography industry. And I just, you know, I knew that motion art was going to be a big deal coming up. And so that's kind of how we started it. But the past couple of years, you can't even make it up, like the stuff that happens within having a startup tech company. I love the show Silicon Valley. And you would think that a lot of it is fiction and like, oh, you know, these things don't really happen in real life. But oh, my gosh, they do. And then some. Having a tech company is just the biggest challenge of my life, for sure. It's not just that you have a great idea and you can write some great code and you get some great developers and stuff. It's just this, so many things that go into it. It's amazing. So in some upcoming episodes, I'll talk a little bit more about that, as far as like, you know, the experiences that we've had starting a tech company and monetizing it and all that good stuff. Because it just, it's like no other business, it seems. I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years and working as an artist and photographer. And like throughout my years, I've shot everybody from Usher to Mariah Carey to Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton to the whole spectrum. I've shot a lot of celebrities, a lot of fashion. I've had really a very kind of blessed sort of career in life. And everything that's kind of led me up to here puts me in position to really know what I'm talking about, know my craft, and I'm really love what I do, and I love to help people. So, but having a tech company as an artist, and in this day and time, it's amazing. And I'll probably go into some other episodes about that. And we'll, you know, as questions come in, I'll answer your questions and stuff like that. So even if you're not within the photography or motion art realm, if you want to talk shop as a tech entrepreneur, that's exciting to me too. Okay. So I'm going to start ending off this podcast. I have so many things to talk about. I basically just picked up this app and I'm just randomly creating this right now on the fly. So I'm going to start putting together some other episodes and some things that we could talk about, and excited to hear what you guys have to say and what you want to hear. And I love to answer questions and create more podcasts, within those, you know, regions of, things that you want to know about. Okay. So thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned because I'm going to do some more of these and really excited about it. See you soon.